Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. It is Mardi Gras, the day before Ash Wednesday. I'm going to read to you from the Gospel of Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters, or mother or father or child or lands, for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." This to me is the greatest cheerleader to one who is about to enter into Lent. Right? Give it up. What are you afraid of? If you are so focused on Jesus, if you want to go to Jesus, if you want to be in heaven, run to Jesus. So when I was in college, my music choices were not necessarily ones that would lead me well to heaven. And CDs were big in the day. And I remember I probably had close to 200, maybe 250 CDs. And I was a big music fan. I've always been a big music fan. But I remember going on this retreat in college, and I was surrounded by a bunch of seminarians from our diocese, and one of them came up to me right away and kind of introduced themselves and started to get to know me. But within the next probably 12 hours or so, he started asking me more questions like, "Eric, what kind of music do you listen to? Do you like to listen to?" And I shared with him some of the names of the groups that I really enjoyed. And he just looked at me and he said, "Eric, that music's bad for you. It's garbage for your soul." He said, "You need to get rid of it." I kind of laughed and moved on with my time at the retreat. And later he said, "Eric, have you thought more about what I said about the music?" And I said, "Yeah, you know what? Maybe I could go home and I could get rid of some of them. I could sell them to my friends or sell them to others who want them." And he said, "No, Eric, get rid of all of it. Don't sell it. Don't do anything else with it. No one else needs that trash either. Get rid of it and run to Jesus." And I was so convicted in that moment. Now, I know music, even if it's not Christian music and all, like I understand the leisure of music. And I would say, yes, much of the stuff I was listening to was very bad. And some of it was borderline. Most of it was borderline, but some of it was really bad. And I'm not one to say stuff is absolute garbage or that there can't, that good can't be found in some of these things. I was so convicted in this moment, not because he was so good at what he said or influenced that I didn't even really know him that well, but God had done something in my heart that day. I went home and I pulled out all but about 10 of my CDs and I broke every single one of them in half, threw them in the trash, and ran to Jesus. I invite you today to consider ways that God is calling you to sacrifice big for Him, to take a strong look at your life, recognize where it is that you have trash, and spend this time of Lent cleaning house and running to Jesus. Let us pray. God, I give you thanks for the gift and grace that you placed in my heart that day many years ago to run to you, to be made aware of my own filth, of my own need for you. And Lord, for helping to make me free. Free to worship you and to give my life to you in ways that I never could before. Lord, continue to work in my life and in all those lives that are listening. Give us the grace to trust even the most difficult things to you during this time of Lent, and help us to be generous towards you. Free us from all the baggage that keeps us from being with you in all moments, in all places. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.